Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by a man who cannot pull himself away from the World Cup, Mr. Richard Avery.
Sorry, it's the 67th minute and it's still 0-0.
And, I'm sorry, 0-0?
Yes.
0-0 for you Americans.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Do you call it football or do you call it soccer?
I call it football.
Okay.
Football.
Not football.
So you don't like the oval ones, you like the big round ones.
Correct.
Okay.
American football should be called concussion ball.
Concussion ball. Okay, so since you like the big round ones instead of the oval ones, I think I brought in the absolute perfect guest for you today.
I like big round balls.
You like big round balls?
Fun bags.
Well, today we have Siri and Alex Chance.
Woo!
Ladies, welcome.
Woo! Hello.
There are boobs actually being touched right now.
Actually being touched.
Well, no,
now,
sometimes
now
it's
actually
fake.
Being touched.
Sometimes it's sometimes there's a photographer in the room that takes pictures and it's awesome.
Maybe there'll even be one to go at the show.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Ladies, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And boobs. We're here to talk about boobs.
Boobs.
We all love boobs.
What do you know about boobs, Mo?
Alex Chance is my girlfriend. although by the end of this day and by the time this airs, she may no longer be because she's going to kill me because of previous episodes. But I have a girlfriend with big boobs and I've always loved boobs.
And Siri is also your neighbor.
And Siri's my neighbor. And she has big boobs. And honestly,
yes, I do.
I was not when I was first introduced to you, but when I first saw you was on an agency site. Mm-hmm. And it was when you first got into the industry. And you, honestly, and this is no bullshit, it was honestly where I looked at her and go, I like that girl. That was, I mean, it was, no, because she was hot. No, I was full on, and I told Andre Madness at the time, I was like, this is a girl. I like her totally, and, you know, totally my type. And it was awesome. And it was.
Did you even bother looking at the rest of her, or was it just the boobs?
Yeah, it was the whole package, but the boobs are phenomenal. And we've been on set together once.
Yeah,
it was for a massage thing, and boobs were massaged. It was a good time.
Asses were massaged.
So I'm going to ask the girls a boob question.
Here we come.
When did you guys start developing boobs?
Like 16.
Yeah.
15, 16.
Normal age. I mean, like, I started getting boobs at a normal age when I was like 12. They didn't start getting really big until I was like 17. The difference with me is, like, I started getting boobs and I was not an early bloomer. It was like totally normal and under the radar, but they just never stopped growing. Yeah. Where most girls were like kind of settled into their boob size by 18, mine just kept fucking going until I was like over 20.
I had no boobs, like zero boobs. It was the girl that like came back from summer and it's like, oh, holy tits.
And did you learn immediately, like, hey, these are cool? You learn the power of the boobs, like watching the boys go crazy?
Kind of, like, I would say probably didn't really until like the summer before my senior year when I lost my virginity, then turned into a slut.
Were you shy about your big boobs?
I did as much as I could to hide them. Yeah, I was not into having big boobs. I was like,
are you
no,
okay,
I don't,
Mo?
I don't want
to do that. I'm just fine. How are you, Dick?
Because I mean, I don't know. When did you notice boobs, Mo?
I noticed them obviously from when I was sucking on one when I was a child.
I don't remember that.
Actually,
at all.
Just so you know, I know she doesn't listen, although she could.
Mom?
I was never breastfed.
Oh.
Really?
No, I didn't latch on.
My husband did the same thing. He's totally obsessed with tits and he was never breastfed.
Yeah, I never latched on.
Maybe that's why.
And that's why I'm obsessed. I look at that as that's a, you know, possible philosophy. It's that mother connection. It's whatever. So I was bottle fed on like fucking
formula. Remember my first time I saw boobs was in Playboy magazine when I was like 5 or 6.
Was it the Maryland's?
No. Mm. I'm not that old.
But I was going to say...
I'm like 19.
Wow. She went... I don't even go that old.
I'm just laughing that you even asked if it was Maryland's.
You know.
But boobs are great. Now, do you have names for your boobs?
No. No.
Nicknames for
people
your boobs?
Try to, but no.
What are the names you've heard for your boobs?
Sweater puppets.
Winnebagos.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Headlamps,
fun bags.
I don't like fun bags.
Pillows.
That doesn't. I don't look at that. You know,
Ron
dirty pillows.
Hermione.
If we're gonna go with Carrie, dirty pillows.
I don't understand that.
They're not
money makers.
They're not dirty pillows. They're breasts.
Asa Akira tells me that they're like a Tempur-Pedic pillow.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
I always like tits.
You know, I have to say, going back to the high school thing, I remember the girl who came back with, and she was always attractive, and she, you know, she came back from the summer where it went from I don't have boobs to a C cup, and it was every guy.
Crazy, man.
It was like sophomore to junior year where it was like, oh, okay, she's, and every guy is just like foaming at the mouth now. And it was like we all turned into the fucking little animals, and guys that were even friends with her, because I mean we're all friends. Suddenly it's like, how you doing? I mean, it was constantly, it was a constant thing. Yeah, no, it was like, and everybody was into it. And I actually saw her like 10 years later. I went to prom with her. Nothing ever happened. I didn't get to touch the tits. But I saw her 10 years later, and she still had giant tits and still looked good. And I was just like, I could have. I know I could have. Why didn't I?
Can I?
Yeah, I missed out on. She had a husband who was a cowboy.
Another question for the girls.
Who was a cowboy?
Yeah, he was funny.
When did you, like, I mean, when did you start realizing you had these things? Like, and when did they start being sexual to you?
Probably, like, I think, you know, I got them so, like, late in high school that it was just, you know, I kind of got boobs, I guess. Like, I said around, like, junior, senior year. And then, you know, I had them, and then I was getting attention and whatever. And then, you know, I took a while, I guess, to lose my virginity in retrospect, but I was also
pre-slut.
Yeah, the pre-slut period. And then when I finally did, it was, you know, kind of all out. Like, oh, I have these things. I can do things with them. Yeah. I can get out of tickets.
They have power. Like, they have special powers.
They do. I can lean over and get things. I can get into bars.
Yeah. And actually, that was one of the things that I wanted to ask was, I mean...
You sure you don't want me to ask it?
No, I don't know. You... Ladies, one moment, please. Yeah, I don't know. You seem to have an obsession with tits. Do we have a problem here, Mr. Avery?
I love tits.
Okay.
He's taking pictures of my tits.
I love tits of all shapes and sizes.
Really?
Real, fake, or really fake.
Well, stop like being a boob and let me ask some questions.
I love them.
See, that would have been better insult if I could have actually gotten it all out at the same time.
Ask your questions.
Cut his mic. So that was my... That was my question, was, are you treated differently? Do you get, and I already know the answer to this, but do you get treated differently more beyond the getting out of tickets, but people hear about, you know, getting drinks bought for you at the bar? Are there other things that you notice that you're treated differently from what you see other girls being treated like that you would attribute to your
boobs? I would say yeah, but it's weird for me because pre me being in porn, I was like, still, I didn't, like, ever dress to enhance my boobs. For a while, it was, like, I only dated girls, so I was with women. And I don't know. Like, I never really, like, literally the only time I've ever taken advantage of having big tits is by, you know, making my career in adult films. And obviously, like, I can't tell the difference now between someone treating me that way because they recognize me from adult films or just because of the boobs.
Sure.
So I would never be able to separate the two. But I know that, like... When I'm traveling, sometimes I'm like on a plane randomly and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this person doesn't recognize me, but they're just being like overly nice.
Yeah.
It's like, you like the boobs.
Yeah, it's like I had a guy recently straight up like staring at me at the airport. And I'm like, I'm not really sure if he knows who I am or is just like blatantly staring at my tits. Because he would like, he was like on his iPad or something and he would like look at his iPad and like stare for like a minute straight and then like go back to looking at his iPad. Like, they're like, no, like, of course I wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
No, no.
Do you like it when guys stare at your boobs?
Not in that creepy sort of way. No. I don't know. I mean, sometimes like attention's nice, but other times attention's creepy.
Lies.
Some guys are normal about it. If a guy's like totally normal about it and it's just like, you have tits, I'm going to look at him. That's okay. It really doesn't bother me. But some guys are like, maybe they feel guilty or like they're really, it's like they do this weird, really creepy thing where they like, try and know how to explain it.
And then they're like, nope, wasn't looking at your tits.
It's like the more you try to look like you're not looking at my tits, the more I probably hate you. Because you're just being a doofus at that point.
And I'm sure it's the most anti-feminist, you know, whatever. But I go with, it is normal. It is perfectly natural to go, she's got boobs. Now, and guys are going to look. It's just nature. Guys are going to go, how are you? And then move on. We're going to look at all boobs. Every girl we look at, we look at boobs.
I don't think there's anything anti-feminist about that at all.
I look at asses more than perfectly tits.
But I think it's one of those where, you know, some women are go, men shouldn't do that, and you're treating us as objects. And I'm going, well, yeah, we are, because when you get back to nature, that's what we are, is objects that go after each other.
Well, if you're just looking at someone and you have never spoken to that person, then it's hard for them to be more than an object or just like a thing that you're looking at.
It's not like they're coming up to you and being like, hey, let me grab my girl.
If it's literally like you're just talking to a giant pair of tits, then you're objectifying her, and then that's probably a little bit anti-feminist. But you talk, and you're very nice.
I work in porn. I've seen them all.
Yeah, you've seen it all. It's like, yeah.
You know, guys in porn more do look at your eyes than your tits.
It's true. They're used to tits.
It's true, yeah. Because they, like, it's not like a guy who's just like, oh, my God, they're big, and they're natural.
I've never seen these.
And I've seen, I mean, trust me, there's been girls, a fake, real, whatever, that I'm kind of like, well, damn. That's impressive. It's something different. It's something fun. And I like the girls. Sometimes there's somebody, say, Summer Brielle. She, a sweet girl, but she has gigantic fake boobs. For me, I love it. Why? Because you look at her, she's the blonde. She looks like a Pamela Anderson type porn star. And that's fun for me because back when I was watching porn, sometimes the big giant boobs and the whole thing, that's what it was. And I look at her as go, if you're looking for a porn star fantasy, not the girlfriend, not the natural girl, if you want a porn star, she fits that. And I look at her boobs and go, those look like fun, you know, and that's, I think that's a perfectly natural thing. And I believe Mr. Avery is not into fake boobs.
Such a perv.
How's that Starburst
really,
eating?
He really is. He's eating chocolate. He's not eating chocolate. Starburst.
How many candy bars have you had?
Don't even ask.
There's at least like four wrappers behind him on the table. I just tattle one.
I love boobs, period. So I don't even care about size, shape, real or fake.
I mean, a little tiny boobs. If a girl looks like she's a 14-year-old boy, I'm kind of. I mean, but there are some girls who have A cups that still look good on their body. I mean, I know plenty of models that have come out and are like, yeah, that are really flat. But it's just the overall look.
Like,
I
Aaliyah
mean,
Love looks good with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring me back Aaliyah Love.
I was just telling a girl this recently. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. And it's also about how you use them and how you take care of them and how you show them and how you wrap them and all the things that come with it. And it's like, it's, you know, I'm not a size king, but I just always tell girls all the time, like, I just feel like it's quality. And then it's like how you can, if you're an A cup, you can make them look amazing, and wearing the right kind of outfit and, you know, the right kind of lingerie can make them look amazing. If you're a double D, you can still, doesn't matter how big and beautiful your tits are, you can still make them look horrible if you don't wear the right outfit or the right lingerie.
It's about the right decoration.
Oh.
Now, do you guys pay for anything? I mean, seriously, like if you
have
go
you
to
ever
a bar,
used your boobs for free drinks?
Exactly. For, no. Literally. For no.
I mean, it's not like I try to get free drinks. Just a lot of times they just end up being bought for me. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, first of all, the only time I like ever go out is to porn star karaoke.
I like There's Slinger.
That Slinger app
oh, it's
that you
awesome.
Can tweet and like people can buy you drinks remotely.
Oh, a gay.
So that's the only time I get bought drinks.
A gay porn star.
It's also the only time I bought
There's
me.
There's an app for
a
drink.
Whoa! Too many conversations.
An
gay
app for
porn
free
star.
Drinks?
Yeah, gay porn star bought me a drink on Slinger. Slinger is an app, nice. And we will be tweeting you Slinger about this. Where you can check in at the bar you're at. They don't have very many bars yet, but they do have Sardo's, which is our porn star karaoke, is every Tuesday. And then you can tweet about it, and they can buy you like any number of drinks, anything from martinis
you just
to a Scooby
select,
snack
like,
on
what
there.
You're in the mood for so you
yeah.
can mix drinks.
But my question is, how do they know?
Shot?
How does the bartender know to give it to who?
Because they know like who's on there.
They make you
There's
check
not
in
that many.
And say what table you're at. Oh, okay. It shows you a little map of the restaurant. And you're like, oh, I'm sitting at this table, and it's like table. Oh,
and they know pretty
so,
well.
So like, guy keeps sending you drinks, getting you drunk, and then you walk aside and he rapes you in the parking lot.
Well, since they're not necessarily even there in some cases, they're not going.
Well, yeah, like I had a guy in like, I think it was in Iowa or somewhere in the middle of like, oh no, it was Ohio. A guy in Ohio bought me a drink.
Iowa, Ohio. But I mean,
that's
they're
so
buying...
funny though. I just love that. Like some guy just from another state is buying you drinks. That is so.
Because I was wearing a Doctor Who dress.
And when it comes down to it is they're known for this because being porn stars. You know, this isn't just nobody in Iowa, Ohio, wherever is going, I'm going to check this bar. Look at the redhead at this table.
Okay.
And
here's the legal thing. So say this person's buying you drinks. You get drunk, get in the car and go get in a crash and kill somebody. Can we then go after this guy for contributing in some way or another?
Good question. Survey says.
Let's hope not.
It's just the same thing I had the question.
Well, then it would still have to be the fault of, like, if the server didn't cut you off.
But does this person have some responsibility to it if he kept on buying you drinks? And I'm not saying maybe he illegally doesn't.
You can give them to somebody else.
How do you feel about that? Like, I bought this. They don't know. They might bought you one drink, but they don't know that you already had 10 earlier. I mean,
I still think, like, and then you go in a car and you're being a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
Well, true.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's the name of this app?
It's not Slinger. Like the person from Ohio Slinger. Can force me, like, you're going to drink this, bitch. Yeah, I want you drunk.
We want to make sure that Slinger is still our sponsor by not trying to say that. We're saying that people are responsible, not the app.
It was the same question
Slinger,
I had.
Slinger, S-L-I-N-G-R.
It's the same kind of question I had when Uber and Lyft started. Was like, if an Uber driver gets in a car accident and you're in there as a passenger.
You worst case scenario ever.
But when you sign up for those, agree to some terms and conditions saying that, you know, you're taking your life into your own hands. And
well, yeah, you can do that to all you want, but that doesn't mean anything with a good lawyer.
I know.
I mean, if you have a lot of money and good lawyers.
Based on how people in Los Angeles drive, that's why I don't think I would ever, like... I would never use. I haven't used Uber or Lyft, and I don't think I would, just because I don't fucking trust other people.
I've used it a lot, and idiots. I like it. But
I use Uber in New York. That's about it.
I would consider it there.
Back to boobs.
I burned myself on a Pop Tart.
You can't move. So
how? Many
I burned myself on a Pop Tart, and they're giving me enough money for a case of Pop Tarts and a box of Frosted Flakes.
Are you kidding?
That's it. That's all I get. I called Kellogg's customer service, and I had to call them twice.
And he gives up his right to sue.
I give up my right to sue. See. So there is some responsibility on the part of the corporation to tell me that the cake Pop-Tart needs to be cooked on a lower setting than normal Pop-Tarts. Mr. Avery?
It's like lava.
Can we get back to boobs?
Yes. Boobs are also fun to stick things in.
Stick things in boobs?
Well, no, like sometimes they use it as a wallet.
You mean between boobs? Or
well, that too.
Oh, so one of the advantages of big boobs is?
You can like put your ID and your car.
I put my phone like right here. In the side of my bra, and you don't even know that I have a phone there.
All of a sudden, there's a vibration in her boob just going.
And then I sweat on it, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I do that when I'm high.
And then you put it to your ear. Oh, that's gross.
Now, can you put most of the contents? You both have large breasts. Can you put most of the contents of your purse within your bra area?
I mean, only like because the I carry stuff. A ridiculous amount of shit around with me. Probably
but I mean,
not.
I could fit like my ID, like, my credit card, my lip gloss.
The important things.
I can fit them under my boobs. Right. Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a pair of boobs that you were jealous of?
All the time.
Like who's? Give some name. Drop some names.
I don't have names.
I mean, just like random chicks on the internet. Oh, that one girl in the commercial, the Soma commercial.
Oh, Soma. It's the plus size bra commercial. She's this brunette, and it's on a black background. It looks like a Victoria's Secret type thing.
She is so hot.
Gorgeous. I looked her up, and she's like with Ford models, and she went from thin to bigger, but you look at her, and she's just gorgeous. Ooh. Like, I'm like, and I was trying to tweet her. She doesn't have a Twitter account, and I'm just like, I want her. It's like, I want to see her.
Like, every time the commercial comes out, I'm like, hi.
Yeah, I mean, she is gorgeous. And her boobs, I mean, and it's like they advertise.
Oh, and there was a picture we saw.
I vaguely know who you're talking about, but I don't know.
She starts at like, the bra size starts at like 32 double D's up to, you know, 38 triple H. And, you know, and
62
that's the market.
Double Z.
Exactly. So those are all advantages. What are the disadvantages to large breasts?
Sometimes it can be hard to find different clothing.
I can't just walk into, like, first of all, my bra size is 30H. That's an abnormally small band size and an abnormally large cup size. And when you combine the two, it's literally fucking impossible to buy bras. I can't walk into a store and buy bras. They don't carry my size. They don't go to a 30 band size and they don't go to an H cup size. They go to, like, E.
So you're like limited on where you can get bras.
There are two websites where I can buy bras, and it's at least $60 for a bra.
No, not to go into full.
It's expensive and limited options.
No, not to go into full bra technology here because I know very little because I don't like them to be on. But couldn't you basically just take a 32, have a seamstress snip it, and adjust
it? The way that it's hard to describe the way that bras are engineered. The band size plays into the cup size in a way.
I mean,
the width of like the. This is so hard.
She's
measuring
her breast.
But.
She's cupping it.
I can't explain it.
Okay, so sometimes you can go. Basically, when you do something like that, it's called your sister size. Like when you go, like I'm a 34 double D, I could, in theory, wear a, you know, 32F or a 36D, but it's not gonna fit the same.
I should be able to go up a band size and down a cup size, and it should still kind of fit me, but not 100% right. So I could wear, I'm a 30H, I could wear a 32G or 32GG. And it's supposed to fit. But when I do that, it's like, no, it's just not comfortable and I can't wear it.
It sounds good. It sounds good to bigger. So any other disadvantages?
Like the tiny little, like a lot of the tiny little cutesy lingerie we can't, you know.
I know. Like Agent Provocateur. Like they make fucking amazing. It's really overpriced, but whatever. They make like really gorgeous lingerie and I'll never be able to buy it.
Do you ever worry about where they're going to be, where these boobs are going to be in another 30 years?
Yeah, I actually have already said that I know that when I'm like over 40, my boobs are going to sag so much. Like there's nothing I can do. I do chest presses and I do push-ups and I do everything to like keep my muscles to try and hold them up.
Yeah.
But they're fucking, they weigh like 10 pounds or more each. Like this, that shit's going to sag.
Yeah.
So I've already said when I'm over 40, at some point, I'm going to look in the mirror and go, it's time to get a breast lift and possibly in some sort. Well, some, see, I'm going to do something.
The yeah. breast.
I'm not going to just
I've
let
had,
it
I've had, that leaves too I've much. Had two friends get breast reductions.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was
one
like,
that was did it when she was young because her boobs were really, really yeah. big, and actually, and she'd been a ballerina for most of her life, and she was studying ballet, and big boobs got in the way.
Oh my God! Yeah.
So she had it done, and then another girl I know later in life, like that, was just older and just like just came to the point was like I can't. It was just heavy to carry around, and she was in her 40s, and she after a couple kids, and was yeah. like time for reduction and lift, and she felt a lot better. But I like she waited until she was after. Mm-hmm. Two kids and, like I said, in her 40s.
Well, I don't want either of you to touch your boobs. I'd like you to let us touch your boobs, but I don't want... Yeah, I want you guys to stay just the way you are because I love big, natural titties. So, Siri, where can we see your boobs on the internet?
You can see my boobs all over Twitter. I'm at Siri Pornstar and on my official site, SiriPornstar.com.
And Miss Chance?
LeaveSexToChance.com, my clips for sale, AlexChanceXXX.com, my blog, website eventually, at AlexChanceXXX on Twitter and the Instagrams, and AlexChanceXOXO on Facebook.
That is a whole lot of social media right there.
Mo, yeah. Got a question. Where can we find you?
Well, actually, I was going to say you can also see Alex Chance's breasts on theaveragemo.com.
And in his bed.
Yay.
Oh, wow. And sometimes on my Twitter feed, which is at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me.
Mox.
And make sure you check out the blog, theaveragemo.com. See all sorts of photos. And you can also listen to this show here, More with Mo. Thanks for listening.